Vincent van Gogh sold only one painting in his life for 400 francs just 7 months before he died. Never famous in his lifetime, he struggled constantly with poverty and mental illness. But painting was his passion, a compulsion driven by the belief that he had something he needed to express. Now, there's an entire museum devoted to him in Amsterdam, and his paintings sell for millions. The most expensive, the portrait of Dr. Gachet, going for $83 million in 1990. In a sense, you could say that he was painting into the future, working in obscurity to create art that brings us joy today. I'd like to speak to you this morning about faith. But I have to say right from the start, faith is messy and sometimes hard to talk about, even in church. Because we have lots of different opinions about faith, yet none of us has all the answers, though some people think they do. Your faith may be very strong, and you might say your prayers every day and trust that God is always by your side. But the person sitting next to you or across the aisle from you might struggle with their faith. They might be filled with doubt and sometimes wonder where God is in their life, especially during hard times, painful times. For them, prayer might feel hollow, like there's nobody up there listening. And so I'd like to invite you all to be gentle with yourself and with each other whenever you think about your faith and your prayer life. Don't judge yourself or others too harshly, because we all long for God's presence in our lives. That's why we're here at church, after all. In my own moments of doubt, I have often turned to that first sentence in today's reading from the letter to the Hebrews. It says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." In other words, there is so much we hope for but can't see, or that hasn't happened yet. And faith is the courage and the vision God gives us to believe that these unknowable things will come to pass. Faith is the trust we have that God is with us throughout our lives and that we will one day be reunited with God. And so I take comfort from that sentence in Hebrews because it tells us we don't have to have all the answers right now. Faith is all about trying. Proof is not necessary. It's enough to just put our trust in God. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase." And as the poet Rabindranath Tagore wrote, "Faith is the bird that feels the light and sings while the dawn is still dark." Leaps of faith are taken every day, even if we don't realize it. To trust other drivers to follow the rules of the road? That's a leap of faith. To wake up alone and trust that you will feel loved one time in that day before you get back into bed that night. To pray and believe your petition is heard. To hope that the priest will give a good sermon. Leaps of faith all the time. We are each of us little Van Goghs, painting our longings onto the canvas of each day, trusting that it will all matter or make sense in the future. And don't think you're too old to have dreams or hopes, because those only expire with our last breath. I moved to San Francisco in December of 1993, having never even visited California before, with no job lined up and $500 in my checking account. $250 after my first month's rent. It was pretty rough for a while, but I needed to take that leap of faith because I was slowly dying back in Wisconsin, and I wanted to live. All these years later, and looking around me now, I can say, you know, it turned out great. Many of you have your own leap of faith stories, where you took a chance without knowing the outcome, and it changed your life. It might be irresponsible of me to say so, but I think if and when you are ever confronted again with the choice to make a leap of faith or to stay put in your safety net, you should go for it. That's where growth comes from. That's the path that can lead to transformative experiences. We celebrate this morning the leap of faith that Kenny Liu is taking this year. He is our inaugural Ann Louise Hyo Scholarship recipient, and his life is about to change forever, like it did for many of us when we went to college or took that next step in our growth process. Kenny graduated from Andrew P. Hill High School in San Jose and will attend San Jose State University in a month. Now, just because millions of other young people his age are about to embark on a similar journey doesn't mean they aren't each and every one of them taking a monumental leap of faith. What will the future hold? I imagine Ann Louise herself took leaps of faith throughout her life to become the person who sat in that pew right there for many years at the 8 o'clock service. When she died in 2020, she had no idea we would choose to honor her by starting a scholarship in her name. She just painted her life, sang her songs, shared that quirky sense of humor she had, and was generous in so many ways, including serving on the board of the Canterbury Bridge Chaplaincy at San Jose State. I remember how when Ann Louise was dying in home hospice care, many of you rallied to her side, sending cards and emails and flowers, letting her know in so many ways that she was loved and would be missed. Her daughter, Sarah, relayed a message from Ann Louise 10 days before her death that read, "I have received a great outpouring of support. The messages of love go to my heart. The messages of prayer go to my soul and lead me to God. What more could I want?" And so in a sense, she died in her pew, surrounded by community, even as she lay dying in bed at home, surrounded by family. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And Ann Louise desired a better country, that is, a heavenly one, as it says in today's epistle. When we support Kenny and all the scholarship recipients that we hope will come after him, we too are taking a leap of faith. Can we pull this off year after year? Raise enough money to keep this scholarship project afloat? Will it truly make a difference to the recipients, to their families? Will it matter to our own lives, our souls, to practice generosity to the stranger? I believe it will. Maybe that's my leap of faith for today. And I also believe that when we help these young people leap into a new life, our generosity and our prayers surround them with a community of well-wishers, much like we did with Ann Louise. We help usher them into the next phase of their growth, not knowing the outcome, but trusting that God is in the guidance and support we offer. In today's gospel reading, Jesus tells his disciples, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Talk about a leap of faith. Sell everything. We can't really do what they did. It's unreasonable and a bit irresponsible. But we can take this gospel passage, we can take this day, not as a command to sell everything, but as an invitation to loosen our grip on the safety net we have created for ourselves and our loved ones and share from our bounty with others. When you opt for that, you opt for hope. And the same goes for everything in your life. Whenever you're faced with a decision between security and new possibilities, As the German writer Goethe said, leap and the net will appear. Take that leap of faith. Always opt for greater generosity. Always choose what might make the world better. Always choose what might make your heart sing louder, even if it fails. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Give glory to God by taking the risk, and have a little faith.